morning. Good morning. Hope everyone's in the beginning stages of recovery from all the travels this week. Good news is you got about 15 to 20 minutes to get a nap before Jim sings the next song. So if you'd like to take that opportunity, feel free to. If Sean was here, I know he would, but you know, he's in Kenya. He's probably just about ready to take a nap right now. On a serious note, I want to be truthful. Last week, when Jimmy started the service, I was going to put the screen up here and let you see all the options I had, all the ideas I had. We don't need the screen. The blank wall will do well. I had nothing. And I was originally scheduled to speak last week, and we thought we were going to go on vacation at a different time. We ended up postponing, but Rich stepped in. And Rich is standing there going, I have lots of ideas. And I'm like, I just want one. Every time, I just want one. And it's usually pretty simple. Betsy asked me last night, what is it? And I said, well, one word. It's about blessings. So we came up with one. I'm not sure how good it is, but bear with me and thank the Lord that something came to me. And it came to me at an odd time. Jimmy did his opening. We had a few songs. And then the communion started. And Jimmy came up here by himself. I thought, okay. Jeff and I came up here. And I'm standing here and I'm looking out. Looking back there, and there's Betsy with the two girls in her lap, holding them. It's a cute little scene. It was more out of self-protection, the 1-2 zone defense than anything cute, but it's corralling them, getting them both there. I'm looking like, that's a pretty cute little, okay. And then I look, and there are a couple members of the family, of the congregational family. They're just looking at them with just pure joy in their face, just smiling, looking at the little picture there. And I thought, well, wait a minute. 5 years ago, I didn't have anything like that. And I thought, you know, that's a blessing from God that this is where I am today. I can stand here, I can look out, and I can see my family. Then we went on vacation. We had a good week of vacation. We went to the zoo. We almost left Charlie because she was like the animals part of the time. If you see the picture, she's soaking wet because of sweat and going through the misting tent, just getting anything to keep her from flipping out. Everything was a crisis, it seemed like. But it's still, just think about that as a blessing. It got me thinking, and Betsy will attest to this, sometimes my trains of thought will just be all over the place, and then I'll start with one idea and end up with something that's actually decent. And I'm hoping this is one of those times. Because we have everyday blessings that we have. And Rich talked about it in class this morning. And I'm hoping to remember to reference what he said this morning later on. But we have everyday blessings. Things that we have, and we just not necessarily think, hey, this is a blessing. And that was a moment, one of those light bulb moments. I look out and I see my little family there, and I see the joy that other people have in my family. I'm thinking, that's pretty cool. I should have that same joy, and I do, thank goodness. So we're going to go with this. We're going to see how it goes. Almost 4 years ago, I spoke on the Sunday before Thanksgiving that started the pseudo tradition of me speaking on holidays. But during that lesson, I made a challenge. I issued a challenge, and it's something I actually did for a couple years. During the month of November, leading up to Thanksgiving, the challenge of thinking of one thing per day that you were thankful for. And it got me to thinking a little bit more at that time. It made me more aware of what I had, the blessings that I had. It could be as simple as thankful for Betsy. Thankful for having a home. And there's a list I'll read in a little bit. But there are those little things that we have every day that are actually blessings that we should be thankful for, we should thank God for. Because without them, where would we be? So let's look at some categories. This is a small sampling of categories and that may represent something for some of you and not for some others. But if you have grandparents, they can be a blessing. Your parents are hopefully a blessing. If you have a spouse or a significant other, they should be a blessing also. Children, 90% of the time, should be a blessing. Then there's that other 10%. Then we have family, extended family, aunts, uncles, cousins, brothers, sisters, all those. Those are blessings to us, hopefully. We have a home, place to go to, place to sleep at night. We have food to eat. Think about how many people don't fall in those two categories in this country alone. We have, most of us have a nice place to go to. We have good food to eat. We have our health, whatever variation of health that is. We have the ability to go on vacation, do fun things. That helps recalibrate a lot when you get to go on vacation. But this is the first vacation we went on as a family, and it's tiresome. You have to come home for vacation. Kids have a blast, but the adults are worn out. But still, it's a great time. It's a great blessing to be able to do that. We have jobs, whether we like them or not. We have jobs. I've been on both sides of that, like my job and not like my job. Luckily, I'm in a spot where I really do like my job. That provides for our families, provides for us. We have friends. We have this church family. And after this week, we have safety. And we left Chattanooga the day before all that broke out. My brother works at a nuclear plant down there. And he was privy to a lot more of information than the media was releasing at that time. And when they initially came out, they just talked about one shooting. The information he was getting, which turned out to be wrong, was that there were three shootings. Turned out there were two. But we have safety. Now, I don't know if you noticed, every week, right after communion, Jeff and Chris or somebody, Jared or somebody goes out and walk the parking lot just to make sure everything's okay. I did it last week. Jeff and I went out last week, and there was actually somebody in the parking lot. And whether the story was true that he gave, we don't know. But he was asking for money. And the comment that Jeff made was, I'd rather give just a few bucks now so he doesn't steal from our cars later. So we have that safety, hopefully. When we had the situation a few weeks ago on a Wednesday night when there was something happened at Dollar General, we had somebody here who was escorting people to the car because that person had extra protection. So safety is a blessing that we should have. And this is just a small sampling. These are just a small sampling of everyday things that we have that are really blessings in our lives that God gives to us. But this is where I go back to what Rich talked about this morning in class. Toward the end, he talked about, we ask God for things at certain points in our lives. And God says, no, it's not time. It's not time. That's not for you. And have you ever sat there and thought, and I have a list of questions here to think about. And I know for me, I've talked about it before, how things have worked out where there was a guiding force getting me to where I'm going. But you think about it. Have you ever taken a moment to think about what blessings would you be thankful for today if you had done something different earlier in life? If you had done one thing differently in life, where would you be now? If you'd gone to a different college, where would you be? Let's say you met your spouse in college. Where would you be now if one of you had gone to a different college? If you had taken a certain job, where would you be now? If you had not taken a certain job, where would you be now? And I think about all the jobs I applied for through the years that I didn't get, and there was for a reason. The guiding force was there, and that was such a blessing. I wanted the particular job so bad, but God said, no, it's not time. He ended up putting me in a great professional situation where I am now. Also gave me a family. If I had taken the first administrative job I wanted, I would have been an assistant principal. She would have been a teacher, and there's no way I could have asked her out. Think about that. I mean, I've thought about that multiple times. Oh, that would have changed everything. No matter how bad I would have wanted to ask her out, which if anybody knows, it took 14 months for that to happen. But if I wanted to, I couldn't have. It would have caused a professional situation. So little things like that we go through life that we don't think about at the time, we're like, oh, God, like Rich said, God, this is what I really want. He knows better. Thank goodness. And I think the first sermon I did was on prayers and unanswered prayers and how we pray for something today. And the answer can be no. God can say no. It could be no, just no, or it could be no, it's not time. And that's a blessing because he knows a lot better than we do what we want, what we need. And these little everyday moments are blessings from God. And to think of them in any different way would be to trivialize the plan he has for us. Would just say, God's not important. But he has these blessings. He puts us where we need to be. He tries to point us in the right direction. You know, prayer is a two-way street. He can answer it no, but then we have to go in a way that he wants us to go. So we have to be aware of that being a two-way street and making sure that we take the right steps. One event goes differently. I'm not standing here today. I get the job 7 years ago. I'm not standing here today. She doesn't move with Melissa to Nashville. I'm not standing here today. These are little things that you think about. Wow, that one decision way back when by somebody else put me where I am today. Put us in this, put Betsy and me and Charlie and Maddie in this family. So those are blessings I consider very important. They're not small blessings. They're big blessings. At the time, they seem small, but they fit into the grand picture, the big picture of things. We have faith in God. We have to have faith in God as we make our choices. We have to have faith that God will continue to bless us with the results of those choices. Now we're going to get into Genesis 12 right here. We're going to read a couple verses of God talking to Abraham, telling Abraham what Abram at that point what to do. So we're going to look at Genesis 12, 2 through 3. And this is where the faith really becomes important. Abram shows a lot of faith here. So let's read the verses. Verse 2, I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. This is talking to Abram. Remember, Abram's a 75-year-old man without a child. I think about my dad. My dad is 75. If he was asked to do this, I don't think he'd be physically capable of doing this. That's a lot of faith that Abram put into God. He chooses to follow God's direction. And he is blessed for heeding that call. Now, Abram's been blessed for many years leading up to this. This isn't just a one-time thing. This isn't God just knocking on the door going, let's go. This is a situation where they have a relationship, and Abram knows that he can trust God. He can have faith in God. And he needed to continue to follow God's call and take those blessings to others. Now, in those verses, God gave a directive to Abram, basically about a pay-it-forward type idea. Says it's a multi-directional idea. It's not just, Abram, you do what I want, you're going to be blessed. We're talking about people who bless Abram will be blessed. People who curse Abram will be cursed. This is a multi-directional idea. And not only are our blessings important, but we're also instructed to go out and bless others. And I think that's what the group did this week. That's what Sean's doing right now. Go out and bless others. It's not only we should feel good about ourselves and our situations, it's not just that we should be happy and comfortable, but he blesses us so that we will go out and bless others. God said to Abram, I will bless you and you will be a blessing. Think about this church. How many blessings does this church pass on to other people? To kids, to adults. Think about the kids that we have come through here that are now young people. Look at this little group right here. How many of them have gone through this program and where they are today? Because of this program and the blessings that they received through this. So here's Abram, 75-year-old man going out in the world to do what God has asked him. And despite some bumps along the way, there were a few, got off the path a little bit here and there, Abraham and his descendants reaped tremendous blessings because of his faith in God's plan. And they built a nation from that one man. Now, the idea of sharing blessings with others should be something that we follow in our daily lives. The more we bless other people, the more we help others, the more God blesses our lives. I'm going to read two different versions here of Luke 6, verse 38. I'm going to read the New International Version, and I'm going to read the Message. So Luke 6, 38, NIV, Jesus said, give, and it will be given to you. A good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. For the measure you use, it will be measured to you. The Message translation. Give away your life. You'll be given life. You'll find life given back. But not really given back. Given back with bonus and blessings. And that version caught my eye because it's talking about with bonus and blessing. You give, you're going to get more back. Now, we cannot outgive God by any stretch of imagination. We cannot outgive God. But as we try to bless other people in the world for the right reasons, God will look upon us and He'll say, the more you bless others, the more I'm going to bless you in return. Now, there's a burden that goes along with that. There's a burden that goes along with being blessed by God. The more we're blessed by God, the more He expects of us. So it's kind of a circle there. We give blessings, God gives us blessing back. The more He gives us, the more He expects from us. And it keeps going in a circle. You skip over to Luke 12:48, and I've seen this quote a couple times this weekend for some reason. Some variation of this Bible verse. From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked. And in society, we have different variations. And I saw it on Facebook, on my timeline, it was a quote attributed to somebody. This is straight out of the Bible, people. Somebody said this because they read a Bible verse, and then now they're quoted. To whom much is given, much is expected. And that's the burden we bear as Christians. Much is expected of us. Because we reap a great reward at the end. God's blessed us, and He will continue to bless us if we commit to act on His behalf. We cannot take everyday blessings for granted, because God's put them in our life for a reason. He feels they're what we deserve. And we're being rewarded for our faith in Him. Now, I do want to clarify, a lot of today has been about material blessings. But I don't want anyone to go home. I don't want you to leave here like some services on TV where you leave, if you go out and you do good deeds, you'll be rewarded with tons of money and you'll get a free ticket to heaven. It's not how it goes. Remember the burden part. There's an expectation given to us. So contrary to that belief that if we do good deeds, we have to work to attain our material blessings in life. But our ultimate goal should be the spiritual blessing from God. As Christians, we seek His spiritual blessings each day through prayer, through Bible study, any other means we use to grow closer to God. And through this spiritual growth, we strive to gain a better understanding of God and His intent for us. We know what God's greatest blessing to us was. Dave talked about it a little while ago, the communion. What led to that? The sacrifice that Jesus made. That blessing. The blessing of forgiveness of our sins. The blessing of eternal life. And the blessing of the real ticket to heaven. Based on Jesus' sacrifice, if we dedicate ourselves to Him, that's the greatest blessing we can have. Because that's eternal. That's not just here, it's not just a bigger house, a nicer car. That is eternal life. And where we're going to spend eternity. I'm going to read Philippians 1, verses 3 through 11. And it's just something that struck me last night. It may have been the hour of the night it was, but it just struck me that the importance of this verse. Start with verse 3 of Philippians 1. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this, that He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart, and whether I'm in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you sharing God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. What a great greeting for a Christian to read. Paul's thankful to God every time he remembers them. And anytime I get an email from Vinay, or Papa forwards an email, this is the first thing I thought of when I read this. This is Vinay. This is what he does. In here, Paul goes, he's thankful to God every time he remembers us. Remembers them. Hey, Vinay does the same thing. He's thankful every time he remembers us. Every time he thinks about us. Back to the Bible verse. Paul prays with joy because of their partnership in the gospel. He tells them that he shares God's grace with them. Then he prays that they become more knowledgeable and gain greater insight into Christ. That's a great thing. For somebody to remember you, to remember us. So, I have some questions to consider of ourselves as we leave today. And these are just questions to think about. How do we bless others? Whether here at church, at home, work, driving down the road, going to a gas station, going to a grocery store, how do we bless others? Do we forget ourselves long enough to lend a helping hand to others? Do we serve a need for others, whether that need is physical or emotional support, financial help, or practical advice? Do we understand the blessings that God gives us every day? And do we live our lives in such a way that there is someone out there that thanks God when they think about us? God blesses us so much as individuals, as families, as a church family. What will we do to continue to deserve that stream of blessings? These are just simple ideas to think about as we go out into the world each day. But these are questions to consider as we're thankful for our blessings and ponder what we can do to continue to bless this world. So, at this time, if you'd please join us as we sing the song of invitation.